31. Workmen in Books and Real Life.
These songs filled me with a deep feeling of envy towards the singer and his wonderful power over people. Something painfully disturbing flowed into my heart, making it swell until it began to hurt. I felt like crying and wanted to shout out to all those singing people, "I love you all!" I have read many stories about working men, and I could already see the vast difference between men in books and those in real life. In books, all workmen seemed to be unhappy. Whether they were good or evil, they were inferior to real workmen in thought and expression. Workmen in books spoke less about God, religious sects, and the church, and more about the authorities, the land, truth, and the burdens of life. They even spoke friendly. For the real-life working man, women were only a source of amusement, but a dangerous one. With women, one always had to be cunning, or else they would get the upper hand and ruin one's life. Working men in books seemed to be either good or bad, and that was the end of it. Real ones, however, were neither good nor bad, and as a result, they were terribly interesting. However, much a real workman poured his heart out, one always felt that he was holding something back, something he did not wish others to know, and it was perhaps this that was most important.